Thursday, December 10th, 2020. O God, open our lips.
And our mouths shall proclaim your praise.
From the rising of the sun to its setting.
We praise your name, O God.
By word and water, God renews us this day in the living fountain of God's grace and raises us with Christ Jesus to live a new life in the Spirit.
Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, O God, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
Morning hymn, O come, thou King of David, come.
And open wide your heavenly home.
Make safe the path to endless day.
To hell's destruction, close the way.
Rejoice, rejoice.
Emmanuel shall come to earth, let love dispel all fear.
The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. New every morning is your love, great God of light, and all day long you are working for good in the world. Stir up in us desire to serve you, to live peacefully with our neighbors, and to devote each day to your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord has done great things for us, and we rejoiced. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter, and our tongue with shouts of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we rejoice. Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like the water courses in the Negev. May those who sow in tears reap with shouts of joy. Those who go out weeping, bearing the seed for sowing, shall come home with shouts of joy, carrying their sheaves. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord has done great things for us, and we rejoice.
The word today is from Philippians chapter 3, verses 7 through 11. Yet whatever gains I had, these I have come to regard as loss because of Christ. More than that, I regard everything as loss because of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things, and I regard them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but one that comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God based on faith. I want to know Christ in the power of his resurrection and the sharing of his suffering by becoming like him in his death, if somehow I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Canticle of Zechariah. We bless you, Adonai, God of Israel, for you come to visit us and ransom us from bondage. You have brought forth a strong deliverer in the house of your child David. This is what your holy prophets announced, deliverance from enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. Mercy among our ancestors and remembrance of your holy covenant. This is the promise you swore to our ancestor Abraham, to make us unafraid, to rescue us from our enemies, to serve before you, holy and just, all the days of our lives. And this, my little child, shall be called prophet of the Most High, going before you, Adonai, to prepare your paths, making your people know deliverance by the forgiveness of their sins. Through your merciful compassions, God, our God, the dawn from on high shall visit us, to shine on those kept in dungeons and the shadows of death, and to guide our feet onto the path of peace. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Our commemoration today, Thomas Merton. Thomas Merton was born in 1915 in France of American parents. In 1939, he joined the Roman Catholic Church and taught at St. Bonaventure for the next 2 years. In 1941, he entered the Trappist Monastery, New Louisville, Kentucky. The Trappists were, before Vatican II, an extremely strict Roman Catholic monastic order devoted to the communal prayer. They spent at least 4 hours a day in chapel chanting the praises of God, to private prayer and contemplation, to study and to manual labor. Except for those whose special duties required otherwise, they were vowed not to speak except in praise of God. Thus, when not singing in chapel, they were silent. Toward the end of his life, Merton developed an interest in Buddhist and other Far Eastern approaches to mysticism and contemplation and the relation to Christian approaches. He was attending an international conference on Christian and Buddhist monasticism in Bangkok, Thailand, when he was accidentally electrocuted on December 10th, 1968. The call up Thomas Merton. O God, who by your Holy Spirit give to some the word of wisdom, to others the word of knowledge, and to others the word of faith, we praise your name for the gifts of grace manifested in your servant Thomas Merton, and we pray that your church may never be destitute of such gifts, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns one God forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray.
Prayer for strength and confidence. Heavenly Father, giver of life and health, comfort and relieve your sick servants, and give your power of healing to those who minister to their needs, that those for whom our prayers are offered may be strengthened in their weakness and have confidence in your loving care. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Prayer for agricultural. Almighty God, we thank you for making the earth fruitful so that it may produce what is needed for life. Bless those who work in the fields and give us seasonable weather and grant that we may all share the fruits of the earth, rejoicing in your goodness, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
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 O God, our Heavenly Father, you have blessed us and given us dominion over all the earth. Increase our reverence before the mystery of life and give us new insight into your purpose for the human race and new wisdom and determination in making provision for its future in accordance with your will. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
The Collect of the Week. Merciful God, who sent your messengers, the prophets, to preach repentance and prepare the way for our salvation. Give us grace to heed their warnings and forsake our sins, that we may greet with joy the coming of Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
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 The Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Our concluding prayer today. Lord God, almighty and everlasting Father, you have brought us in safety to this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power that we may not fall into sin nor be overcome by adversity. And in all we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your purpose through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. And I pray that he would unveil within you the unlimited riches of his glory and favor until supernatural strength floods your innermost being with his divine might and explosive power. Then, by constantly using your faith, the life of Christ will be released deep inside you, and the resting place of his love will become the very source and root of your life.
Amen.
Amen.